A deadly L.A. police shooting and a call for calm.
Our city needs to be at peace.
As the Justice Department criticizes the Ferguson Police Department.
Israel's prime minister and Washington's partisan divide.
The United States Congress wants to hear from him, and so do the American people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just ahead of a government report on the explosive police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri last year, a major city's police force is facing new questions after a bystander captured a deadly shooting on video. It happened yesterday on Skid Row in Los Angeles. Three officers opened fire on a black homeless man after an apparent struggle over one of the officers' guns. Police say a stun gun was used but had no effect. Yolanda Young was nearby.
When they got out the car, they ran up, they pulled their guns out, and they shot him five times.
Sergeant Barry Montgomery of the LAPD warns against jumping to conclusions.
It's going to be a long investigation, and we will, you know, get to the bottom of it.
Pastor Wayne Gaddis has been one of the people trying to bridge gaps between the police and LA's African-American community.
We do not support police brutality, but we do support the police department.
The Justice Department is poised to level accusations against the police department in Ferguson, Missouri, an investigation sparked by the police shooting of Michael Brown, the unarmed black teenager who died last summer. Live now to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Although the white officer who shot Michael Brown is expected to be cleared of civil rights charges, Ferguson itself will stand accused of a pattern of serious racial discrimination in the months and years leading up to the shooting. The New York Times reports that Justice Department investigators have found African Americans were disproportionately ticketed and arrested in Ferguson, with the resulting fines used to balance the budget. That alone could lead to the city being sued on civil rights charges. Steve?
Against a backdrop of two controversial speeches in Washington coming this week by Israel's prime minister, Secretary of State Kerry is in Geneva defending Israel before a UN human rights panel.
We will oppose any effort by any group or participant in the UN system to arbitrarily and regularly delegitimize or isolate Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington. He'll speak today to a pro-Israel lobbying group, and tomorrow he'll address Congress about Iran's nuclear program. House Speaker Boehner invited him without consulting the White House first.
This is a serious issue, and we're not going to resolve this issue by sticking our heads in the sand. The Prime Minister can talk about this threat, I believe, better than anyone.
The Obama administration says the speech comes at a delicate time as the U.S. and other countries negotiate with Iran and just before Israeli elections. Boehner's also at the center of the battle over Homeland Security funding, which drags on.
The House Speaker says last Friday wasn't all that fun.
It was just messy, and I'm not into messy.
He says the ball is now in the Senate's court to agree to further talks on a bill that would fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. But considering it a waste of time, Democrats have vowed to block the creation of a conference committee. The new DHS funding deadline is this coming Friday, and for now, there's no path to a deal. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
And now to Russia, where the killing of opposition figure Boris Nemtsov has focused new questions on the Kremlin. Today, Russia's foreign minister called the killing a heinous crime. CBS's Clarissa Ward is in Moscow.
President Putin has called the execution a provocation and has ordered an investigation. But those close to Nemtsov say that even if the Kremlin wasn't behind the killing, they're responsible for the wave of nationalism here, whereby anyone who speaks out against the official narrative is a target.
Iraqi forces have launched an operation to try to retake Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. It fell into ISIS hands last summer. The measles outbreak put the issue of childhood vaccines in the forefront. Now a new survey of 500 pediatricians finds more parents are delaying vaccinations for their kids. University of Colorado researcher Sean O'Leary says most doctors are reluctantly okay with that.
They feel like if they didn't agree to do that, the patients might leave their practice. It would be best to obviously keep them in their practice and get them some vaccines, even if the parents are spreading those vaccines out.
A Dallas nurse who survived Ebola last year is now taking legal action. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
Nurse Nina Pham says she'll file a lawsuit today against Texas Health Resources, parent company of the hospital where she cared for Thomas Eric Duncan. He died from Ebola. Days later, Pham tested positive and entered treatment.
I'm on my way back to recovery.
But her attorney, Sharla Aldis, says that recovery's been rough.
She's
continuing to have fatigue and aches in her bones. She's had some liver problems. Her hair is now starting to fall out.
Pham says the hospital failed to give staff proper equipment and training. A spokesman says the hospital wishes her well, but did not address the specifics of Pham's case.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court considers a case today that could limit the power of politicians to redraw voting districts. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Concerned that legislators were redesigning voting districts to protect their own jobs, Arizona voters created an independent redistricting commission. State lawmakers tell the Supreme Court the Constitution grants legislatures primary responsibility. Attorney Susan Parnas Frederick of the National Conference of State Legislatures.
There's a big difference between allowing citizens to have a role and excluding the body that by right has that role.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
This is a classic fight over political power, and it comes at a time when legislative gerrymandering is probably as bad as it ever has been.
Kathy Fong of Common Cause says citizens have a right to rein it in.
It's a little like the Lord of the Rings. You have good people who might have run for perfectly honorable reasons, but once they have the ring in their hand, it's really hard to give up that power.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
10 miles from where a Southern California commuter train hit a truck on the tracks, injuring 30 last month. Authorities say two people abandoned a car on the tracks. It was hit by an Amtrak train with 85 people on board last night. Nobody was hurt. 50 years ago today, the world premiere in New York of the movie The Sound of Music, the adaptation of the Tony-winning Broadway musical, won 5 Oscars, including one for Best Picture. For the first time in a generation, an official visit from a senior member of Britain's royal family to China. Reporter Shannon Van Sant has more.
As pro-democracy demonstrations continue in the former British colony of Hong Kong, Prince William presented a letter of invitation from the Queen to Chinese President Xi Jinping to visit Britain. Prince William is on a 3-day trip to China. In a meeting with President Xi and Chinese diplomats, Prince William said, "I'm interested in the young people and seeing how the next generation in China develops and is aware of the world as it is." Shannon Van Sant, CBS News, Hong Kong.
A slick new documentary on China's environmental problems is becoming all the rage. Under the Dome offers a well-produced look at the cost to the environment of 30 years of economic development. The program has racked up more than 28 million online views in 2 days. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaif in CBS News.